God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Macy,
Sage,
Shadir,
Jersey,
and we also have Mr. Johnson, the Mighty Eagle staff member of October. Hi, Mr. Johnson.
Hello.
Thanks for coming and joining us today. We have some questions for you.
All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Hastings. I went to Hastings St. Cecilia. So, yeah. Yeah.
You did that last time you were here, too.
Yeah, I did. Ew. So, Wood River was not much of a rival of us back then. We were a little bit bigger when I was in high school. I do remember coming to Wood River and getting in trouble at the gym because I had a match in my mouth, like a toothpick, and somebody from Wood River, I have no idea who it was, told me I couldn't have that in there because I was going to burn down the building. So that's my one memory of Wood River from high school, going to St. Cecilia. Then I continued on to Hastings College. Currently live in Grand Island with my wife, Christine, and then we have two daughters, Zoe, who is 11, and June, who is 7. I also have two poodles, and that's about what I got.
I know you said that you went to Hastings College, but can you tell us more about your education and your major?
Sure. So, yeah, I went to Hastings College a few years ago. My major is in education, and actually my original endorsement is in history or social studies. When I was at Hastings, I had to make a choice between English and history, and I chose history, but then had enough hours to also have an English endorsement, so that's how I got that. And then in June, I'll finish my master's degree at UNK, and then I'm going to take some more classes so I can be so I can teach dual credits in history and English.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite things to do?
The summer is great, being a teacher, having the summer off. So I really like to fish. I fish all over the place, all over the state. I go on trips, take my daughters. I'm a big trout fisherman, so we go out west a few times in the summer, go north. They get into it too, so I love to fish all summer. And then I also play golf. I'm in a golf league on Thursday nights and absolutely love it. I like talking about golf and fishing with the students and with the teachers. So other favorite things are...
And I showed you my picture, right?
Yes. So I saw Mrs. Herkett's big pike that she caught in Harlan. I had to ask her everything about it to make sure I can do the same someday.
I know.
But yeah, fishing and golfing, that's basically what I do all summer and even into the school year. So those are probably my two favorite things to do.
Do you ice fish at all or just...
I used to ice fish quite a bit. I haven't for a few years. It's something I'm really thinking about getting back into. So it's funny that you asked that. But yeah, I definitely want to get back into ice fishing.
Fun.
Do you have any fun facts about yourself?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few. I've been thinking about this because I got lots of facts I need to share. But one of the things is I hold the rank of Admiral in the Nebraska State Navy. It's an award for people who do things for the state, and I earned that. It's actually 10 years ago at my previous job, so I have this big plaque type thing that I'm a master of all the goldfish and puddles in Nebraska and stuff. So it's kind of comical, but it's a really neat award to have. Let's see, what else did I put on there? Oh, I've broken two fishing records, state fishing records. They got broken, though, so I had that. And then also, a few years ago, my buddy lived in Germany, so I went over and visited him for a long weekend, and we went to four countries in one day. So we went to Germany, Luxembourg, Belgium, and France all in one day, in his minivan, just cruising around. So that was a pretty fun day, pretty interesting.
You were in the Navy?
No. This is like an award like the governor gives you for like doing something special in the state of Nebraska. I was employee of the year for the Department of Health and Human Services. So that's how I got it.
Did you say something about the Navy?
Yeah. So then the award's an admiral, like you're admiral of the Nebraska Navy, but there is no Navy in Nebraska. So it's like a...
Oh.
It's like a big award, but it's like a joke. It's not a joke award because you have to do something pretty spectacular to get it.
So we have a celebrity in our midst and we don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Him. He's spectacular.
My bad.
You picked up cross country this year. What did you think about coaching that sport?
Oh, I loved it. I ran cross country in high school and coached a little bit after when I was student teaching. So getting back out there with the kids was awesome, and Coach Cantrell was really great. So he pretty much planned everything. I just had to help out, and it was a really great season. I really hope to do it again next year.
How do you feel about receiving October's nomination for Staff Mighty Eagle?
It's excellent. Like I was just overwhelmed on all the little notes that I got from everybody. It's so cool to see those from all the students.
How does that rank compared to your Admiral of the Navy?
Oh, this one, the Admiral of the Navy, you know, that's just like the governor and stuff. So, but this one from the students, because, you know, this directly that I'm working with them, that, you know, they're recognizing some of the stuff I'm doing. So I'm just really appreciative of it. And it's like when I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I really hope I win one of those. So I'm just really glad that I got to do that.
This is our last Friday morning before Thanksgiving. So does anyone have the joke of the day?
I do. All right. What happened when the turkey got into a fight? He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you so much for coming up here, and congratulations on being Mighty Eagle of October.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and appreciate you guys interviewing me.
Comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.
It's finally Friday.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm on the farm.
Yeah, I think.